She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming back with us. It is the Dr. Holly Lucille Show, but it is also Mindful Medicine. So, hey, just trying to help people kind of wake up their minds in order to take better care of themselves and, of course, your family. So, as always, lately, I have the lovely Sarah Corey with me. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Holly. I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm great. And I'm so excited for this segment because, you know, so this segment, if you're listening, I just want to tease you a little bit, is basically how can you create long-term health, all right? So a lot of times I see people trying to make changes in their health, their desires, and their sprinters, meaning like run fast short distances, right? And for the most part, when we look at it, it is an endurance race. You have, like, it's not only marathons, it's sometimes ultra marathons. Like, you've got to get it going on. But it can be daunting. If you're 100 pounds overweight, you're like, how in the heck can I even start losing that 1 pound? But we're going to talk about really, really, really taking one step at a time. And Sarah, I'm just going to let you start.
Yeah, great. I love, you know, how you brought us into this segment is just talking about, you know, we want to be sprinters and we want to go from zero to 100 and we want to make these changes overnight. You know, it's like I worked out today. If I don't wake up skinny tomorrow, then forget it. I'm not doing this again.
So,
and I know we've all done it. And it's with everything in our life. It's not just our weight. It's anything we're trying to change. And really what we have to start looking at is what are the habits that got us to that space, you know, and it is, it's lifestyle choices or habits that we're making. And really when we think about what is a habit or how do we create that, you know, it's something, it's a choice that we make every day, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously. And, you know, we can't always think a habit is bad. You know, we do habits like brushing our teeth or getting dressed in the morning that, you know, just make our life easier. But then there's some things that become habits that aren't really connected to our long-term intention or our long-term goals. For example, you know, not being 100 pounds overweight, but somehow our habits have gotten us to that point.
Right.
And
right,
I think a lot of times, you know, what happens is that we don't have a lot of awareness around our habits. We're constantly running every day, you know, have a million things on our mind, just trying to make it from point A to point B and get home alive at night. But what happens is we become aware of the negative outcomes of these habits, of these choices. And if all of a sudden my pants don't fit, or it takes me 8 cups of coffee to get through the day. And so now we're at a space where we're really uncomfortable. We're really unhappy, and we can't figure out how we got here.
Yep. And it's, well, right. And it's a slippery slope, right? Because I got to tell you, I think there's this thing out there called the shame cycle. And sometimes when people, they participate in just behaviors that they're unconscious about for the most part, they're in the moment and they just want to feel better in the moment. So bam. And then they wake up maybe and they're like, oh gosh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. And then guess what? But guess how you get rid of painful feelings like shame? You participate in even worse, in more bad behaviors, right? So it's like it's a shame cycle. It is. And so we've got to get people to try to break that cycle, because a lot of times we want to get out of what we just did and the feelings we have about what we just did by, guess what, doing it more, because it numbs us down. So
yes,
I know that you have steps that people can take to get into the endurance race and get the game on. Do you feel the game? Do you feel the game?
Yeah. Yes. I think to your point, I love what you said as we get into the shame cycle and then we use the behavior that got us to the negative space to get us out of that space. For example, you know, I ate a bunch of sugar yesterday. I woke up today feeling, you know, sad and upset that I broke my diet, but then the way that I lift my mood and get that, you know, serotonin and dopamine and all that excitement is to eat another piece of cake, and then you're right back where you started. And I think what it takes is, you know, we have to understand, to break that cycle of that habit, we have to understand, you know, first, what are the choices that we're making? Why are we making them? When are we making them? And, you know, what's triggering it? What triggered me to make that choice in the first place? And really what that breaks down to is bringing mindful awareness. into our everyday. Like you said, mindful medicine or mindful awareness. And what we need to do is just start identifying our habits by bringing our awareness into the present moment. And I love to just talk to people about, you know, spend a day being present. Spend a day being present as you're making your breakfast, as you're driving to work, during those times when you're normally checked out. And just ask yourself, you know, why am I making these choices? How do these choices make me feel? And in doing that, what I think is really important is to be the observer, but come with a beginner's mind. Don't come with judgment. Too often we want to say, this is bad or this is good, and that creates that shame cycle like you spoke about, is making our habits good or bad. Just be the observer of what choices you're making and why. And start to take a look at, you know, how are these things serving me in my day? Right. And once you start to do that, we can kind of see the choices that you're making consciously or unconsciously. And it's easy to start to identify one thing. You know, we're not talking about sprinting here and changing everything, because when we do that, often it's really hard to make all those changes at once. And we end up discouraged and back at zero.
Right.
So really, we're talking about choosing one thing. Pick one thing that you feel isn't serving you, that's not getting you towards what your intention is. Maybe it's, you know, you're drinking 6 cups of coffee with cream and sugar every day, and you recognize, you know, that's not getting me to where I want to be. Or I eat 2 slices of toast every day for breakfast, and what I really want to do is not have a lot of wheat in my diet, but I'm unconsciously doing this. Or, you know, I park really, really close to work, so I never have to walk anywhere. You know, it's simple things
right.
like that we just do. And
so,
then, go ahead.
No, please go.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, the last step, I think, is, it sounds simple, but it's figure out what you want to remove, but don't just remove it. We have to replace. And I think that's the key thing, is that when you replace it with something that gets you closer to your goal, it's much more powerful. You know, you don't see people just, a lot of times when people stop smoking, they start chewing gum because you're replacing that. So you're putting something
right.
in place that still fulfills that, but yet it's a more powerful choice.
Yep. That's great. So, okay, I think one of the, so I'm just going to review the steps. You basically spend a
yes.
day being present in all that you do, and that is a lot of work. You better make sure you get a lot of sleep, not only the night before, but definitely the day, the night thereafter, because staying conscious, and it's what we're trying to do here slowly but surely for folks, is keep that mind open so you can make better choices. Do not judge yourself.
Right.
If you, like, honestly, it's not about how many times you fall. It is about how many times you get back up.
Yeah.
You got to come with a beginner's mind. That's awesome. Notice one thing that you've been doing either consciously or unconsciously. So you got to be conscious to know the unconscious part. That's not in line. It's not congruent with what your long-term goals are. And then remove but guess what? Replace. I think that's very important, because you don't just want to be, feel like you're punished or there's a deficiency there. You really want to be able to, make changes, but not be devoid in your joy, I would say. So, Sarah, I think these are great, great points. I think one of the hardest things for folks will actually be step number one, is actually, because some of the behaviors I do believe that people get involved in is because, you know, what is the song, and it's, who is it by, I can't believe, Comfortably Numb. I think it goes all the way to, I know the Scissor Sisters covered it, but I believe it's, I can't think of the band's name. It's like on the tip of my tongue. But Comfortably Numb.
I have
people
no
do
idea.
Go, yep, they go through their lives sometimes comfortably numb. And if we could just get
Pink
comfortably.
Floyd.
Pink Floyd, that's it. So if we could get here's what I think we should do. And Pink Floyd, if you're listening, I want you to write a song called Uncomfortably Conscious. If we could actually
yes,
just
I
get
love
uncomfortably
that.
Conscious. That would be awesome, because it's just going to be a struggle for a couple days. But, hey, we're going to be in the endurance race. All right, I got Sarah Corey. She's coming back week after week. We're going to try to slowly but surely get that mind awake so we can take better care of ourselves. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.